Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
Unstoppable original uncensored radio.
How is everyone?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, hanging in there, fighting a good fight.
So what is all going on?
Oh man, so much. This week hasn't even really got kicked off, but so much has happened so quickly.
Well, tell us, you're the exciting one of the group, sister.
Oh gosh, it's not even exciting news. It's more, you know, in this business, it's a challenge, big challenge to get things going. And grown-ups had a baby, tiny setback this week. We lost an investor. So, you know, right now we're just doing the whole regrouping dance. And we're just, you know, trying to get everything together so that we can have this shoot if, you know, late next month. I mean, we've got a date set, you know, tentative date set. So we're just kind of, you know, trying to get everything in place so that we can make sure that, you know, we make our date, you know, and make it happen. There's so many people that have showed so much love to us, and we're very excited ourselves. But, you know, so we've decided to embark on a new adventure. What?
Well,
no,
sure
don't be sad.
It's all going to work out.
It's all going to work out, exactly. Now, what we've decided to do is a friend of mine, it's crazy because when you really, like I always tell people, you got to talk about things and you got to throw it out there, and it really helps the situation get solved, you know, when you do that, because your friends come and they go, hey, let's try to brainstorm. Let's, you know, try and figure it out, you know. A lot of people want to see this show come to life. So a friend of mine told me about this website that he'd set up, and basically it's where a ton of filmmakers, a ton of people with independent projects, they set up shop and basically fundraise. And since we don't need a lot of money, we've got most of the money in place, I thought, why not? You know, we'll see what we can come up with and kind of throw it out there. Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have everything set up, and I'll have all the information for everyone tomorrow just so you can check it out. And, I mean, if people want to make donations, great. But if people, you know, biggest thing is we just need to sign a show of support, you know, get the word out there about us. And something will come along and you know, because the sad part is this, I was looking at this website today and going through all these different projects, and they're all, like, amazing in their own right. And I was like, you know, it's not a matter of a lack of ideas or a lack of creative people. It's a lack of funding. You know, we're in a recession. So, you know.
Exactly. But you're so right when you said that it needs to be a show of support. Because, you know, if you can rally a huge amount of people behind you, I mean, just to, you know, because everyone's always like, oh, what about me? What can I do? If you can even just, you know, if you like the Facebook page or, you know, word of mouth. If you can rally that support, that's going to get investors interested because they're going to think, oh, this could really be a wise investment decision.
Exactly. So that's what we're doing, you know. And I know that
right
something
there, Jeff,
is going to figure
out. A little. In your throat.
I know. What's going on over there?
I didn't say anything, but I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I have a friend who is a friend of his, and so I'm going to, you know me, I'll reach out to whomever so we can figure this out. But, you know, I will have all the information because, you know, the crazy thing is I go to a lot of these conventions and people are always asking for autographs. People emailed me, like, what could I do to get on the show? So the cool thing about this website is we've set it up. If you donate money, you get prizes. So, I mean, there's even a prize where you could buy yourself a part on the show. So, you know, it's just a matter of what you want to do. And, I mean, we're not trying to, like, you know, go crazy. I mean, you can invest as low as $10, you know. And the reality is like I said, we just want to have a show of support. If it's liking the fan page, if it's telling people about our, you know, our fundraising, you know, campaign, whatever it is, all good energy is the energy we want.
Absolutely. I mean, just to break it down, $10, come on, that's a couple of bags of Oreos for the snack table.
Exactly. Craft service.
Exactly, craft service. Right,
people love to eat on set. If you don't do anything else, you must feed folks.
Well, you know, I mean, you're standing around watching the other actors. You might as well have a donut or two.
Exactly. So, yeah, so, I mean, it's one of those things where I think a lot of people are excited. And when I kind of started telling people, yeah, I think we're going to do this, like, so many people were like, oh, my gosh, I know a friend who did it. Oh, my God, I know a friend who did it. And they raised way more than what their goal is. So I really don't think. That's why I said this is like a baby setback, you know. It always has to be a baby setback, you know. You just got
to
shift.
You know what I have to say to the investor that pulled out is their loss.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree 100%.
Just to 100%. Just to recap for our listeners out there, because I know we sort of like jumped right into it tonight.
Right. Do we even say hello to each other?
I was so busy like mowing on my Reese's that I didn't get to it. We've got Karen Ashley, our newest co-host, is with us tonight, and we were actually just talking about her upcoming television project called Grown Ups. We've got Allie here, and of course, I'm here, and it sounds
hello,
like Jeff
everyone.
Is up. There's Allie.
Hello.
Hi. I've never met you.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. Karen, Allie, Karen.
Hi. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. I tried to say hi to her. I was like, oh, my gosh, I've heard so much about you.
We had a little major crisis today. Like, should we tell the girls? Because they don't know yet. Because literally Mike and I have been on the phone since 4 o'clock this afternoon in New York time. So, like, 5 hours.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's going, like, if I had to go outside, I'd, like, call him while I'm on the house phone from my cell phone, beep into his phone, like, and he'd have to switch lines so then I could go, like, it's craziness. So, the newspaper called us, or called me again today.
Okay.
Ellie knows, like, whatever about the picture. So the guy's like, well, and I don't know if they don't communicate what's going on, like, and I hope they're listening tonight. Because it's going to be great. The article's going to be rewritten real quick. So some guy calls, and he's like, yeah, I was just calling to see if we could get you all together tomorrow for a photo. Well, if you're flying some of us out from L.A. and Rhode Island, yeah, we'll all be in one place together.
Exactly.
I'm like, do you guys not talk to each other? Like, I'm just wondering, has anybody read this article? Like, what's going on?
That's funny.
So, Mike, we got some photos together. We emailed this guy, and then Mike did a very rough edit of a group thing of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Facebook. He just took a bunch of single photos of all of us and edited it together.
Made us all together. Cut and paste it.
I did tag you guys in it, so I'm sure the next time you log into your Facebook account, you'll see it. Jeff saw mad because he says I didn't edit it right, and he has a growth on his face.
It does. It looks like I have a growth on the side of my face. I'm like, what are you doing to me? It looks like I have a boil.
Oh, my God.
I'm like,
okay,
Michael,
you purpose,
son
Mike.
Of a bitch.
Did
like, what are you
off?
Doing to me?
Did he piss you off today?
No. I really didn't like this. Like, I went through and did all the single shots for the news thing. I'm like, well, it really stinks that we don't have a group one. You know, so I'm like, and the difficult part is, I mean, Karen, I'm sure you know, and you've ever talked to, like, photographers or graphic designers or anything. Like, I have four individual shots, okay? Like, yours was, like, done in, like, I'm assuming, like, a professional studio because the lighting's all perfect and everything. And then I've got Jeff, which, all right, I'm going to have to throw you under the bus with this one just a little bit. Like,
it's okay. Hey,
you
know how much you hate
the boil. If the boil wasn't enough.
I mean, this
photo was taken in his bathroom, and you've got, like, the shower curtain bar behind him and a towel hanging on a thing.
I love it. But you know what? That's perfect for this show.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I have great faith in it. It's what I like. I like my faith, and I just got my hair did, and I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
The boil. He doesn't like
the
boil.
Yeah, for the boil. But the best part is, and I just, like, looked at it, okay, Mike and Allie are, like, pale white, and you and I are the same color.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Maybe, I told you. I think we're, you know, we were separated at birth. I really
believe
that.
I'm telling
you.
Well, I love how the three of you are all, like, posing, and then I'm just cheesing it up, like.
I love it.
Well,
that's the perfect photo, though, for this show.
Yeah. Can you tell we were not all in the same studio when we did this? We look okay. In all fairness to us, we look just as bad as the mashup of the photos they did on the Toss website with Julie, Sarah, and Sharon.
Right.
I mean, come on. Sarah Gilbert is white as a sheet, and then you've got Julie Chen, who's all yellow. So,
right.
I never realized that they have to blend people together like that. It didn't really hit me until I saw, like, the four of our pictures, and I was like, oh, that's why they changed, like, people's tone so it looks more...
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why it takes so long to light a scene, because you've got different tones, you've got different heights. I mean, it's like, it could really be catastrophic if you've got, like, a really short actor and a really tall actor, and they both need to be lit well.
Yeah,
somebody's
going to
get in shape.
We had a little minor setback ourselves today, besides the crazy disaster that was the photos of our lives. Mike and I have been talking about what we need to get, like, more promotional stuff for the show. Like, we've really got to work on this. On top of working on the show and the quality of the show, we've got to work on the crap for the show. And
uh-huh.
We're like, let's get coffee mugs or travel mugs. And I'm like, let's get pens. But you have to order, like, 25,000 of them to get them
exactly.
for, like, 2 cents. I'm like,
right.
Yeah, I'm good. So we got these mugs. It was this one site, and they said you can get free samples. So, like, and it has a note, like, what do you want it to say or whatever. We're, like, Unscripted Radio, Mike and Jeff, blah, blah, blah. And she emails me, and she's like, oh, I saw it said Mike and Jeff, so I'm sending you two because you each should have one. So I'm, like, all excited, like, oh, we're going to have mugs with our names. And I'm like, oh, you know, it's just cool. I get them today.
Uh-huh.
West Lake Presbyterian Church.
So they just sent you, like, a mug, just a random
mug.
Yeah.
What the hell do I need a sample of your mug for? I mean, I saw what it looked like in the picture. I could go to a dollar store and get a comparable one.
Right.
Like, why are you sending me something with a church name on it?
Maybe she's trying to tell you something.
I was just so offended.
I know, right? Gosh,
like,
how
I'm
going
to send it back to this woman with a picture of a finger on my hand. I'm so infuriated.
Tape the group picture on there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be the Unscripted Radio Fall Mug. They're collectible. They'll be coming very soon to a kiosk in the mall near you.
With your very own taped picture, mask and taped picture.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, wait. I can actually have those done online, you know, where they put the photos on the coffee mugs and it looks like crap.
Yeah, I
was like, Mike, let's get hoodies made that say Unscripted Radio on the website, and we'll give them to everybody for Christmas. Like, that'll be our
personal Christmas
gifts to all of our friends
and
family. Mike's like, I am not giving people hoodies. I'm like, why? My friends will be happy if they got a hoodie.
That's the difference. Like, my parents... Oh, thanks, Jenna. I'm just reading the chat room. Jennifer goes, oh, my God, that is one weird-ass picture.
It's us.
Oh, come on.
Perfect.
It's not that bad. Oh, man. Well, okay.
I haven't even seen it, and I feel it's great. The vibe is, I'm feeling it's great.
No, it really fits with our show. Like
low budget. Oy.
Oh, hey, low budget blues. That's a great place to be.
Absolutely. Oh, man. So, yeah, that was our big excitement. As soon as we actually get a copy of this article, we'll have to get it out to you, Karen, so you can...
Yes, please. I would love it.
No,
well, I hope it's not a big disaster as a coffee mug. That's all I got to say. Well, hopefully
Luckily, we can get advertisers.
It'd be great if we could get advertisers for this show, and then we could just, like, help finance the TV show.
Right. That would be fabulous. We'll just do it all like a reality. We'll do the reality side of Unscripted Radio, and then it just carries over into the making of Grown Up.
Yeah. We need to call MTV and get a camera crew around all of us.
Uh-huh.
If we donate $50 to your show, can we have our coffee mugs in them?
Heck yeah. I'll wear the hoodie.
Nice. Very nice.
You know I got you guys' back, no matter what.
Oh, that's awesome.
Man.
Oh,
so what's on the agenda today?
Well, we actually want to know what your most embarrassing moment has been.
Oh, that's right. We missed that topic. We were supposed to do it last night, but we got Karen, just did last night, if you had listened, like, we had Jake Pentland on, and it ended up totally turning into let's probe Mike's interpersonal life and find out why.
God.
It was like an hour and a half, the entire show. He's asking me all these questions about how I have abandonment issues and everything else, but by God.
Oh,
so
my
that's why
gosh.
We
were you laying on a couch?
Pretty much.
A cigarette?
Pretty much. Yeah. And I mean, poor Allie, she couldn't get a word in edgewise last night. We were trying to do the most embarrassing moment. So let's do that tonight, because I think that's going to be a good one.
Well, Allie, you should start, since you didn't get to get a word in.
You're great to be on the spot.
No, I'll go. I have plenty of them, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, girls, one of you go. Jeez, please.
I know, like one of us. I've been thinking about this for days, ever since we first talked about doing this on the show, and I'm one of those people. I'm constantly putting my foot in my mouth or tripping over things. I have so many to choose from, but my most recent embarrassing moment was my first week back to work after my maternity leave. So this was like 3 months ago, and I work at a funeral home, so we had a service there at the funeral home, and there's a set of, I think it's like 4 steps down from like the main hallway to the entranceway, and just as a service was about to start, I was walking down the steps to get the door, and nobody was at the door. I think there was someone in the parking lot. So I was approaching the door to eventually open the door for them. And somehow on my way down the stairs, I missed it.
Oh, no.
I think I only touched one of the 4 stairs.
Oh, no.
I ended up... It wasn't a face plant per se, but it was really embarrassing. And I remember thanking God that only the minister and my boss saw me do this nosedive into the foyer.
Oh, no. And you, like, just had a baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I can say my whole life is full of these moments, but that was my most recent.
Okay. I love that it's the most recent. Oh, my gosh. So I had a good one. I had a good one in New York. I was at a club in New York with my friends. Like, it was like at least, you know, 8 of us. We used to, we go every year to New York, and we'll try to all meet there around the same time. And we were at the club. We were doing shots of tequila. So, you know, we were on the dance floor dancing. And, I mean, you know, I used to be a dancer, and we were all kind of, you know, they were dancers as well. So, you know, we're really dancing. Why did my fake ponytail fall off and, like, slide across the floor? And I'm like, I kindly make my way through the crowd, and I go pick my ponytail up and, like, put that thing right back on my head. And my one friend was like, oh, my God, I'd be so embarrassed. And I was like, why would I be embarrassed? I mean, I don't know any of these people. It was the most hilarious thing ever, because it didn't just fall, but it fell and, like, slid all the way across the dance floor. It was like a rat.
Oh, wow. And it's very true.
You know, and I was like, I mean, either I was going to sit there and cry, or I was going to be like, what? Give me my damn ponytail. Because, you know, it's one of those really long ones. It was great, though. It was great.
It's a fucking tail one.
I'm telling you, it was like a New York rat running across that floor. It was. I'm not surprised nobody stomped it. I'm surprised it didn't get stomped. Oh my god.
Oh, no.
I'm so glad I think I made his year.
No, I just keep seeing it. Oh, we fucked.
I'm telling you, my life is exciting.
It's the greatest thing.
You know I was breaking it down. You know I was breaking it down. Like, we had a whole crowd around us. That's how good we were dancing in the ponytail goes flying off.
But just like the sight of seeing you like go get it and just be like put it back up in your head like, wow, I don't even care.
Right, I was like,
yeah, that's seriously.
And I had to like make my way through the crowd. Like I had to elbow some people out of the way. Like it's like a crowded club.
In my head.
It wasn't. Too hilarious. I'm telling you, it's. I wish it would have been taped because it actually would have made, like, I would have made some money off of that, you know? It would have been, like, America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have any problems funding grown-ups for that. I would have a copy of that.
Oh, God. I can't do it.
Well, write that down.
I know.
That could be, like, a great scripted moment for your show.
Right, I'm at the club. We own a club. Yeah, totally. We totally own a club.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine. Yeah. If that happened to me, like, I seriously just would have, like, just not even would have looked like, oh, who's toe to tail that?
Well, I would have, but, like, the chicken head hair that was underneath, because, like, I was dancing so hard, my hair was sweaty underneath. It was, like, I couldn't, you know, deny it. I needed that ponytail that night.
Gotcha.
Oh, man. Okay, so who's next? I've shared my deepest, darkest secret.
All right. I think Jeff should go next.
Oh, you can't make me go after that. I'm still trying to recover.
Right.
I guess, Jeff, do you think the subway story is appropriate?
If you carefully... worded.
You gotta be carefully worded. Oh my gosh, I need to hear it. Even if it isn't appropriate.
All right.
Oh,
well,
man.
Karen, I will keep it semi clean for the purposes of our show. If you care to hear the unedited version, I can certainly tell you later.
Oh, awesome.
All right. So,
that is a really great. Oh god, here we go again.
So this Jeff's gonna die. He's gonna. he was cracking up the first time. So. A few years ago, I actually lived in New York, and I was out making friends, you know, and had a couple fun buddies, as I like to call them. I won't refer to them in another way on the show. So I went over to one of my fun buddies' houses on a Saturday night, and, you know, we were doing our thing. Anyway, fast forward to breakfast the next day. It just happens this guy was...
Wait, you skipped the
bone chicka wow wow. Can I like play the theme music? Bone chicka wow wow.
Yeah,
you were doing your thing.
What part did I skip? I can't really tell anything.
You went to dinner.
Oh, the lobster. Okay. All right.
That
looks
like part of the
whole
story.
There's an animal involved.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just this simple guy from upstate New York. When we do seafood, we do Red Lobster, okay? That's just the way it is.
Hey, so, I love their biscuits.
Oh, they're the best. So we're going out to dinner. This is like a date, you know, and this guy is really nice. He's also English, all right? So he has a whole English accent thing going on, and we were chatting online, and he's like, I'm going to wear a smart shirt. And I'm like, what the hell is a smart shirt? And it's really a button-down shirt. But anyway, so we go to this little restaurant. I think it was somewhere. It's in Midtown. And I ordered the lobster special, which I'm thinking, okay, which the way they had it described on the menu, it was pasta and like a butter sauce, and then lobster. So when I'm envisioning this, I'm thinking, okay, this is probably like, you know, pasta with some sort of sauce and then little lobster chunks all cut up in it. No. Not in the least. The guy brings this house. The guy brings me this huge plate, okay, of pasta. Chilling on top of the pasta with the tentacles, the eyeballs, all of it is the lobster.
Okay.
All, not, like, they didn't cut his head off. They didn't cut his claws off, his little flippers and his antennas. Nothing.
Uh-huh.
He's just chilling. And I had never eaten lobster before. Yeah.
Right.
So I had, you know, I'd never eaten a real lobster before. So he hands me those the things that you're supposed to, like, crunch them or whatever.
Right.
Looking at him, I'm, like, sort of pulling on it and, like, stabbing it with a fork and beating on it a little bit. And, I mean, this English guy is probably looking at me like, wow, this dude has, like, zero class right now. Needless to say, I didn't end up eating the lobster. I just sort of shoved it off to the side and ate the pasta. I didn't even bring the lobster home because I honestly didn't know what the hell I would do with it anyway.
Right.
So, yeah.
Put it in the fish tank and talk to it.
Pretty much. Pretty much. So, anyways, yeah, I paid my half of the bill was $70. So, and I probably ate maybe $5.95 worth of food.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. So, it gets better. So, anyway, like I was saying, we go back to his house. We do our little thing. Bow-chicka-wow-wow. And so he's an English guy. And we don't, like, everyone knows English are big on a traditional English breakfast. Like, you know, bangers and mash or whatever. You know, we're talking,
mm-hmm.
like, full-on greasy eggs, greasy bacon, buttery toast. Now, how do I put this delicately? My system was already a little loose from the lobster and a little loose from the escapade.
All right, Roger, everybody gets that. Just go.
Right. So, I'm sitting there. This guy's feeding me all this greasy food. Don't you know I got to go? Like, I
got to go. Oh, my gosh.
Like, and exactly. Only I didn't quite make it to the bathroom in time. So,
oh, no.
Yeah. All I can say is thank God that was the year that black denim was in fashion in New York because that's what I was wearing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're sitting at the breakfast table, and this guy's going on and on and on. He's like, we're going to have to get together again soon. We'll have such a lovely time. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, it's lovely. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And I'm like squeezing my ass cheeks together. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. So I finally managed to get up and excuse myself to the bathroom. And I'm like, you know, trying to clean myself up. So then it comes time for me to go.
Oh, my God.
I'm walking towards the subway. Don't you know I had another little incident?
Oh, no.
Hold on. I had to ride a 30-minute subway ride from Williamsburg, Brooklyn, back to Eastern Parkway. I think it was like 20 or 30-minute ride. Sitting in my own seat. I sat next to a homeless man just so people would think the smell wasn't me and it was him. Yeah.
That was actually pretty smart of you.
Was it quick thinking.
That was quick thinking. That was thinking on the fly.
Needless to say, I no longer have those jeans.
Oh, man.
They're calling me Lobster Trouser in the chat room right now. Lovely. So,
be nice, guys. Lobster Trouser.
Oh, gosh.
That was
brutal.
Oh.
Let me just tell you.
I think I was more upset that the kid paid $70 and didn't eat the damn lobster. Like, seriously, I would have took it home, put it in a bucket, and talked to it for a week.
You know, I would have figured that baby out.
I would have sold it on Craigslist or something.
Craigslist.
I was going to get my $70.
Man.
I did learn my lesson, though. I now know how to eat real lobster. So I'm good to go. Should ever
again.
But
no.
Enough
well,
about
good.
Me and my lobster trousers. Jeff, you're up. What is
you're
your
up.
I was hoping I was going to get out of this because there's so many.
They really are, though. That's the thing. I could name probably one.
I'm, like, notorious for falling, so I have, like, a million falling stories. And, like, my pants ripping out, whatever, because I was fat as a kid. But there was one falling story that seems to stick out a little more in my life. It was when I was doing shows in Syracuse as Whoopi Cushon. Not proud of this. But I was doing the song Cardigan's Love Fool. And in it, like, you know, like, she was kind of, like, crazy, like, whatever. And my ex was there, so I thought it'd be fun. And the owner and I, well, we both thought it'd be fun if I had, like, one of those little baseball bats.
Okay.
I think I actually had a big one this time. I had the big one. And we thought it'd be funny if I was, like, swinging it and kind of, like, chasing him around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of acting like a crazy love me person. Well, I started coming down the stairs, and there's, like, four stairs, and I'm at the top one, and don't I, like, miss everything and land straight on my face. So my, like, ass is in the air, like, the dress is over the top of me. The bat had gone flying into the crowd and, like, hit somebody.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah. Like, my wig's, like, all crooked and, like, falling off and everything. And in the meantime, both of my heels have been mangled. They're no longer, like, they were strappy ones and they were chunk heels. The
right.
Shoes are broke. The heels are broke.
Oh, no.
Like, the bottom part of the shoe is no longer connected to the top part, but it's still, like, latched onto my foot.
Oh, no.
So, I don't miss a beat. My head just pops up, and I keep going with the
song. That's right.
I'll tell you what, though. Like, and everybody's losing their mind at this point, because the way I popped up, and I'm just, like, looking at the shoes, and I'm, like, trying to shake it off my foot and stuff, and it just looked like, and I just kept going, and I'm, like, looking for the baseball bat, and I got it, kept going, fixing my wig. I think one of my rice boobs fell out and everything. I mean, it really was traumatic. But I kept it going.
No.
I had never made so much money. That was a great night for tips.
Exactly. You know, it's almost funny. It's almost a test that, like, people like to see people, like, almost get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody, like,
oh,
why
yeah.
you made so much money? They were like, we love it. Great
well, absolutely.
Show.
I mean, people,
you sacrificed your
people,
body.
Exactly. If people didn't like to see that stuff, shows like America's Funniest Home Videos wouldn't do nearly as well as they
oh,
do.
I know. I know.
Like, for back then, for me, it was easier because I would, like, do that stuff on purpose. Like,
right.
I mean, I didn't plan to fall down three stairs, like, miss the stairs completely, land on my face and break the heels or anything, but, like, I was always, like,
Bowser.
Falling off bar stools or, like, you know, doing crazy stuff for a string. I did a lot of Shirley Q. Liquor, just
mm-hmm.
because in a past life I am a black lady with my big Sunday hat on.
Yay!
It's the truth.
That is what
know.
I plan on growing up to. That's my goal. I'm gonna be that lady.
It's the truth.
With every ring, every
Sunday.
Ring I've ever owned. Yeah, every ring I've ever owned on every finger. It's just
yep.
gonna be a mess. I can't wait.
I want the big hat. You know where I like. I can only be the only person in the front seat.
Right.
The bigger the better. I just can't help it.
Oh, I love it.
Oh,
we
good.
Have to figure out, I just saw the picture, we have to figure out how we got to get together one day, and we have got to reenact that picture.
We really do. We Yeah, at some point, the four of us have got to get together, and we'll actually do one for real. There's a couple other comments in the chat room. I think it was Jennifer said, she's like, you know, it wouldn't be so bad if you all were facing the same direction.
I know. You know, we probably could flip it. Like, we could, you know, you flip a picture and make people all
yeah.
face the same direction. That's hilarious.
Mike did it. I'll give him, look, Mike, I give him a lot of credit because he does a lot of great stuff. It was just very quick, and it was because
hey.
I was persistent and wanted him to do it. So he did it very
it's
quickly.
Perfect.
And I've got the mole, and you, like, cut half my hair out, and I'm not sure if Karen's now Italian. I'm just not sure because her and I have
right.
the same skin tone.
Right.
I love it.
Well, that's the Mexican side of me coming out. So Mexican and black, you get beige.
See, I told
and
you
I
haven't, black. Nobody
I haven't
ever
tanned.
Listened to me.
Yeah, and I haven't tanned at all this summer, so I'm real beige. It's, like, almost embarrassing.
Oh, great. So your beige is my tan. Thanks.
Yeah, but it's not a good beige. Like, if I wear a skirt, it's awful. It's not even. It's like people are like, are you black? Are you really black? Like, what's going on with you? Like, you need to, like, lay out or something.
Oh, my God.
Not good.
That sounds cool.
I should be golden, you know, and I'm definitely not golden. Not golden. I'll admit it, you know. It's not good. Not good.
I'm just excited,
man,
that we're the same skin tone, okay?
You know, I am too. I told you it was separated birth. I'm telling you.
Sisters from another mother.
Mm-hmm. Man. Okay, so I my stomach is hurting from laughing at all the stories. I was trying not to laugh loud and, like, laugh over the stories.
That was good. That was a good topic. We gotta recycle that one next month, I think.
Exactly, because you know there'll be something else. We'll have more.
Exactly. I mean, I'm sure between now and next month, Jeff's gonna fall again. So hey.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nothing as bad as falling in the middle of the grocery store, like smashing a gallon of milk, and people are like running over to you asking you if you're okay, like. Whatever, your partner having a seizure in the middle of a pharmacy. I mean, you know, just the shit that's going on in my life. It's just not natural.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Jeff, what's our plan? Are we going to run into news break and then jump into segment 3?
Sure. Let's just give it a whirl because we're so organized here on Unscripted Radio.
Well... Well, we're trying to build some structure into this. So, all right, here's tonight's top headline.
From the news desk, these are the stories we're following at unscriptedradio.com. Iran TV bans shirtless men and love triangles. Iran state television has banned programs featuring provocative love stories or shirtless men in an apparent bow to hardline Muslim clerics complaining about such scenes in foreign movies. Iranian newspapers reported the news earlier today. Also around the world tonight, the Taliban resilience is on display in the Kabul attacks. Taliban insurgents fired rocket-propelled grenades and assault rifles at the U.S. Embassy, NATO headquarters, and other buildings in the heart of the capital Tuesday, while suicide bombers struck police buildings in an attack blitz that displayed the ability of militants to bring their fight to the doorsteps of Western power in Afghanistan. The coordinated assaults, coming 2 days after the United States marked the 10th anniversary of the September 11 terror attacks, carried an unsettling message to Western leaders and their Afghan allies about the resilience and reach of the Taliban network. And finally tonight, we turn to the 2012 presidential race and to Texas Governor Rick Perry. Texas Governor Rick Perry received more than $28,000 from Merck, the pharmaceutical company that makes a vaccine used in the battle against cervical cancer, significantly more than the $5,000 he acknowledged in Monday night's Republican debate in Florida. During the debate, Perry found himself under heavy attack for an executive order he issued in 2007 mandating that schoolgirls receive a vaccine against the human papillomavirus, or HPV, the virus which is responsible for most cases of cervical cancer. Fellow candidate Michelle Bachmann charged that Perry had received thousands of dollars in contributions from Merck Pharmaceuticals to mandate the use of a vaccine that only Merck produced.
Holy hell.
I know. I learned so much on that one. That was a good one, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was actually the one from last night, but we got so involved in my dating life that we didn't get to it, so I recycled it.
Oh, good.
No, yesterday was a big news day. I kind of seriously can't even believe, I guess I can, but can you guys just imagine if all of a sudden in this country the government up and said, no more shirtless men on TV and no more love triangles.
I wouldn't watch TV.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
There goes Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
It's that goes commercial. They'd have to cancel all the soaps. That would be, catastrophic.
No more soap operas, no more reality TV, and half of our commercials would be gone.
Yes.
Exactly. What I really
found haters over there.
It went into more detail in that article that I didn't include in the news brief, of course. But I guess in normally, like, they're locally produced programming. Like, men and women are rarely featured in the same scene.
That's so crazy.
Well, it's going to make it hard for a love scene.
They don't have love scenes. I mean, the women aren't allowed to take off their clothes. So, you know.
Wow.
It's all done with it.
What's
stare.
The point?
I know.
I mean, it's their culture, you know. We can't knock it unless you try it or whatever, but.
Right,
no, I can
right.
knock it because it won't work for me.
No,
but
I totally
like,
understand it's their
I
culture.
I mean, God bless them if it works for them. You know, hoot, holler, and hooray, but baby, I'll tell you what.
Right.
I'd be on the first flight out.
Right. I wonder, though, like, you know, in cultures like that, I wonder if, like, you know, is the murder rate down? It's like, you know, I mean, there's obviously no single mothers. There's probably no teenage pregnancies. Because, I mean, you would be, like, incarcerated or something. You know, I don't know. I mean, but it's just crazy. I just can't imagine. I mean, to me, it's so natural. Any type of relationship, any type of love. So for you not to have... You know, like, you can't show a shirtless man, or you can't, I mean, it's so natural, it's so, like, you know, I mean, you go to Europe, it's like, people walk around naked over there, you know, you go on a beach, and people are topless, and you open up a magazine, women are nude, and men are nude, it's very, I mean, it's way more progressive than it is even here, so, you know, it's just crazy.
Well, remind me never to go to Europe, because me and naked just don't mix.
Well, you know, they're very comfortable over there. Like, that you open up a magazine, and I mean, commercials have naked people and naked women, and I mean, it's just very open, you know?
Yeah, but
so.
You know, when you're like kicking parts of your body out of the way, when you're like trying to walk,
oh,
like,
no.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to, we need to get the guy back on to figure out why he keeps putting himself down. I'm not going to allow it anymore.
No, it's horrible when you wake up in the morning and you have to kick your boob out of the way, you know?
I've got to use boobs, too. I understand. I told you we were separated at birth.
No, but you know what? Actually, with the one time that I did drag, and I made, like, really, and I can't believe I'm talking about it, but I hate talking about this stuff, but I had huge boobs. I could not figure out how women drive. Like, they were just in the way. I couldn't steer. I mean, I had to shift. I mean, it was bad news.
It was bad, wasn't it? They get in the way, I'm telling you. That is hilarious.
You try driving in platform. Oof.
I do. I have 6-inch heels. Like, I don't own anything less than 6-inch. I think I have, like, one pair of shoes. And if it's not a 6-inch heel, it's a flip-flop. Like, I'm that crazy girl who walks around. I know. I'm that crazy woman who walks around with these tall heels all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I start using, like, the 1-inch heel, and by the end of the day, man, my feet are just screaming.
I know. You suffer for the look. You build the pain. Like, you literally, it doesn't hurt anymore. But there's certain types. I mean, there's honestly certain types. If you have, like, the huge platform at the base of your foot, it actually, those are very comfortable. So it's not as bad as you think. It's just a matter of balance, because you can fall easily.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. So it's crazy. Crazy, crazy.
I do love a good platform.
I know, right? I know.
And, well, you know, speaking of platforms, most of us use Facebook as a platform.
Oh,
and apparently, there's some companies that are not big fans of their employees using Facebook as a platform to discuss how they do not like their job.
I can't believe this is just coming out now, but go ahead.
Well, I was hoping you'd take it, because the best part I could do was the segue. Now you want me to keep going? Well,
I think you're right.
Oh, you got it, Mikey?
Well, no, go ahead.
Oh. Applebee's employees take a stand against the Facebook ban. Applebee is trying to ban their employees from saying negative things on Facebook.
And, you know, basically they're going to fire people at the end of the day. And one of their cooks is, like, drawing a line saying, you know, I don't put anything on Facebook. I don't really, he doesn't post really anything about his social life. But the fact that if I want to, I should be able to.
Right. And the reality is how do you know what they're posting? You're not, I mean, I would unfriend them first off. Unfriend and block. And then, I mean, it's freedom of speech. Right? Like, doesn't that go against everything?
Well,
they're not saying
they're,
anything. Are they saying bad things like this place is dirty or this place,
well, no. Facebook is, Applebee's is saying that they do not want any negative comments on Facebook or Twitter, you know, or any social media sites from their employees. And the guy said he's willing to compromise with his Applebee's if they take out the words negative comments. And they should be changed to slanderous comments. And I thought that kind of made sense.
Right.
There's a difference between negative and slanderous. Like me saying, like, you know, my boss is an idiot. Versus,
yeah, how
can
you talk about me like that, Jeffrey? I don't like it when you call me names.
Girl, you may think you're my boss, but you just laid that science to check.
Now, children, now. We brought up a whole nother topic.
Yeah, I'm saying she wants to be the boss. Well, honey, if that's the case, I'm calling in the rest of the week. I got shoppingitis. And I'm going to need an advance.
Well, here's the thing with Facebook that I've actually come across, which is why I made that comment about I'm surprised that this is actually now just coming out. Because back in the day, this is like going back 5 years, I worked for a company that actually had a built-in right into their employee handbook, a whole thing that we all had to sign about not specifically Facebook, but about using social networking sites and speaking negatively or disparagingly about the company. And it didn't say anything there specifically about we forbid you to use Facebook or we forbid you to use MySpace and we forbid you to talk about your job or anything like that. But their whole concern was, and it didn't say in there anything specific about if you do this, you will be punished this way. It was very more like loose in general about, you know, saying, you know, look, use common sense, use your best judgment. However, we're not going to tolerate you going on Facebook and disparaging our customers or the company that you work for. Because their whole stance was, if you've got a problem with your boss or the company that you're working for, we want to hear about it. Come to HR. Come tell us. Open door policy. And that it really was the truth. It wasn't just some sort of, you know, motto or whatever. They were a very good company. Any issues you had, you know, you could take it to management. You could go right to HR. You know, they were great about that. So that was their whole thing. They were just really stop it because it was. I'm not going to name the name of the company, but it was a retail establishment. So of course, you know, if you have your employees on there negatively speaking about your store, it could impact sales. Obviously, you know,
right.
So, That was their whole thing. So honestly, I mean, I can see where you guys are all coming from about it violates freedom of speech, but I don't think Applebee's, from what I understand and from what I experienced with my other employer that I worked for, they weren't limiting freedom of speech. They weren't saying you cannot speak. They were just saying if you choose to, use it wisely. Use your common sense.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And of course, if you've got your Facebook profile on lockdown and it's private, and the only people who could ever see anything are, you know, the five friends that you have, I really don't think you have to run the risk about it.
Right.
And here's my last point that I'll make to this, to all those people out there that are saying, oh, freedom of speech, I want this and I want that. Well, if you have that many negative things or disparaging things to say about the company you work for, your boss or your fellow employees, why don't you just quit?
Okay.
It was a very nice rant.
I think I was at a loss for words.
I think Mike said it all. Yeah.
Well, you know, my crazy cat lady neighbor did that to one of the employees. Like, she was checking out or whatever, and they were just rotted miserable. Then she's like, griping about her job. She's like, go ahead, call your manager right now. Go ahead, I'll wait. I'll wait until the next person comes on to cash me out. Go ahead, call him right now and tell him you quit.
Hmm.
You know that person didn't.
Right. Well, you know what? I think I'm kind of torn because I do believe that you should be able to say whatever you want to say. And you're right. You know, you got to be careful of what you say about your job, especially if it's something that's negative. You don't want to hurt someone's business, you know, or anything like that. But on the opposite end, I think that people say too much on Facebook. Like, sometimes I read some of the news feed and I read, like, some of the things that are posted, and I'm, like, shocked. I'm like, they just throw it out there. Like, they put all of their business and all of their man's business, their best friends. I mean, everybody's business is on Facebook. It's like they always say, like, Twitter is a place to kind of, you know, stay in touch with people and chit-chat with people. But Facebook is a place where you can spy on people because you can look at people's posts. You can look at their pictures. You can almost tell what people have been doing all week if you really, like, get into it. Because people are so open. They almost forget that, I mean, this can be seen by millions. You know?
Yeah, it's
like,
a nosy book.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, there's some, like, really crazy things on there, really crazy pictures. And so, I mean, that's crazy. I definitely agree that you can't talk bad about a business. But... I know if I was like, oh, I had such a horrible day and my boss was a, you know, asshole today. I mean, sometimes that's what you say. But sometimes that's your post.
Well,
you know,
I know somebody actually did that happen to.
Uh-huh.
They were friends with their boss on Facebook and the boss's boss and, you know, posted all these pictures of going out to the bar like on a Sunday night and then called in on Monday. And then kind of got in trouble for it because they all knew you were out at the bar the night before and called in.
Right.
And it was like your first day at the job, at the new position. So then this person got a little upset and trash talked them very, very, very badly on Facebook. And needless to say, got fired.
Yeah, well, I think they asked for it. I mean, you got to be a little smarter than that.
And I do have to say, though, before the trash talking started, like after they got yelled at on Facebook because of the bar thing, the person was smart enough to defriend the bosses, but unfortunately that person didn't realize that they didn't defriend me, and the boss just happened to be my aunt, so I sure did forward that information on to her.
Oh, yikes.
like, how are you going to talk crap about my aunt on Facebook and not think that I'm not going to tell her?
Right.
So, and then I felt bad, though, because I didn't, like, think that they were going to get fired over it, you know?
Wow.
But you know what?
I honestly think, I mean, the person who goes out the night before, parties, post pictures, probably had on there, I'm here. You know how you could, like, pinpoint where you are?
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably did all those things. And then you don't go to work the next day. I mean, what do you think? You know? Or if you're late or, I mean, come on. I've gone out plenty nights and was at work on set 5 a.m. and like had 2 hours of sleep, but I was there, knew all my lines. I might have smelled like alcohol, but luckily TV, you can't, there's no, you know, smell. So, you know, you can't smell the vodka on my breath, but you know what I'm saying? Like there were plenty of nights that you were partying so hard, but you know what? You got it together and you went to work. You know?
That's right. I think it's just people being responsible and using their head when it comes to this stuff is really, you know, it's all it takes is be smart, use your head, and have common sense, and just don't be an idiot.
Yeah, sometimes that's a lot to ask, though. Common sense and be smart all in the same time.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's kind of rough for
that's
some
a
people.
Lot. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it just amazes me, though. Like, I don't know. And I know I'm guilty of it because in the past, like, I used to be like, oh, no, she didn't, you know, and go blah, 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 blah on Facebook. Or my MySpace was notorious. My blogs would rip people apart. Like, if you made me mad by any way, shape, or form, odds are there was a blog written about you. I never said anybody's
name.
Right.
Never
said anybody's But, I just, you know, it's like just crazy stuff. My blog was so popular on MySpace, it was ridiculous. I mean, I just couldn't keep enough. And then as my life calmed down and I kind of weeded these people out of my life, I had less and less to say. And then the blog wasn't so popular anymore. You know, like, I mean, I was totally guilty of it. And as I've gotten older, I'm like, yeah, I don't really want people knowing my business. You know, like, you end a relationship, and all of a sudden you're like, went from relationship to single. Yeah, I'm just not going to touch it. I'm going to, like, make it disappear.
Right.
Like, so it just fades in the background. Like, nobody needs to know.
Yeah, that's true.
Why do you? Because I mistakenly put something on Facebook that I really didn't want to discuss, but I was dumb enough to put it on Facebook to, of course, where people were commenting and then asking what the hell I meant.
Right.
Lesson learned.
Right. Well, yeah, I know. I it's so funny, but you know what always surprises me is who actually reads this stuff. Like, you might not see someone, or it might be, you know, like, it's been 6 months since you've seen or even talked to this person, and you're like, oh my gosh, how are you? And it's like someone that you don't really, you know, stay in touch with, and they go, oh, I saw on Facebook you did da 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 da, and it just blows my mind every single time. I'm like, oh yeah, it's almost like I don't know if I like people knowing. Or, you know, it's just so weird that they kind of keep up with you or kind of keep up with what you're doing. Isn't it crazy? Right. I know. It's like, oh, okay.
I don't know. I guess it doesn't, like, creep me out because I'm just like, oh, it's, you know, cute. Like, they want to, like, I don't know. Because for me, like, it's a way that I can keep up with people because I'm horrible at returning phone calls, especially now with everything going on. Returning phone calls, emails, texts, Twitters, messages, like, I just suck at it. Like, because I'm just so focused on other things. So I feel bad. So for me, like, it's my way to kind of see what everybody's going. And then if something bad's happening, I'll try to make time to say, hey.
Right.
I'm here
for you.
You've got 4 minutes.
Totally. Like, isn't it amazing how you reconnect with people that you haven't seen since, like, elementary school? Like, it's the craziest thing.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no way you'd ever find these people. Like, I had no clue, but it's like, if you know their name, you could type it in, and there they are. It's a crazy thing. I love it.
Well, and I mean, for us, and that is the cool thing, because that's how we're, like, really running this show, is we're booking all of our guests from social media sites, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, you know, or whatever. Like,
that's how we met, yeah.
You know, that's how we're doing the show, and then meeting people who are introducing us to other people who are helping us get guests. So, I mean, it's really exciting. And tomorrow we have author Laura Ann Gilman on. She has some great books. Check out her website, LauraAnnGilman.net. Fabulous. There should be a link up on our website tomorrow. There will be, I promise. I have it up there. And then, I'm so bad. And then we have Marie LeConte, our resident psychic, calling in on Friday. So if you want a free psychic reading, and you don't have to believe in it, just for fun, call in and have one on air.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
It's right. And she, like, people are like, I don't want to know anything bad. Like, if something, like, she says, I don't like to tell people on air bad things.
Right.
So she tries to avoid that at all costs. So people don't need to panic. It's just a lot of fun. She's a sweetheart, and she's a great girl, and she's pretty dead on, so it's kind of creepy a little bit. Next week, we have a little Power Ranger reunion. Do we have an update on that?
You know what? I will have more people to announce in the next day or so. I'll make sure I get all of that to you. Everybody's still confirmed. I have a couple more people that are trying to figure it out. I don't want to announce them until they're able to figure out their schedules. But, yeah, they're very excited. They all have some really amazing projects, too, that they're working on. So it'll be a good show.
I can't wait to hear what everybody's doing. It's just going to be so much fun. I'm like, kind of like a little kid.
I know, right?
I'm like, yay, what are they doing? My brothers are, like, ecstatic.
Right.
My mother's like, shut up. You watched it too.
You're a closet fan.
Yeah. She's like, don't make me call in and tell her that. I'm like, whatever. So that is next Wednesday. I want to thanks to all the listeners, all the callers. to Karen, Allie, Mike, and myself, because we're all just fabulous. And our new wonderful group photo, we just want to thank Mike. And we want to thank the folks that sent us the coffee mugs with the Western Presbyterian Church logo on it. We really enjoy those.
Amen to them.
I'm just going to enjoy those all day.
Bye.
My mind is full of things I can't explain. They give me a drink or two and I'll explain. You'll see a smile when he says my name, 'cause lips ain't just my nickname. I'm the boy you wanna meet. I can give you all the treats. When I'm ready, then we'll go to the after show. If you were packing, then we know. I'll tell it on the radio, so you better come prepared. I'm listening for some air.
That is right. It is Friday, September 27th, 2013, and there has been a little change in plans. Tonight, we're supposed to be the Jeannie and James Power Hour, but instead it has been changed to the Jasmine and James Power Hour. Please welcome Jasmine, everybody. Wait, let me find the applause. Don't say anything yet.
Wait, where is it?
Welcome Jasmine, everybody.
No.
There we go. Yes, Johnny Duval, Lips is live. We are live. It is
indeed.
Friday. I'm going to say the date again. It is Friday, September 27th. I can't believe it's already almost October. My mom's birthday is Monday. It's crazy. Like, what the fuck? Where has this year gone?
I don't know. It's Duval.
I call him Duval, don't I?
It's
I call
Duval,
him Duval
yeah.
all the time, don't I?
All the time, because you don't read.
How many times do you have to say that? I don't read. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Johnny Duval. I apparently can't read and want to call you Duval. oh, gosh. It's been a long day, and I was thrown a very unexpected curveball, but it's all right, because here on Lips on the Air, we are always prepared for something, you know, these types of situations. Sally Jeannie cannot be with us tonight. She, the last couple of days has been going through some kind of personal-ish-esque stuff, but she broke her ass, basically, and she's on she's on some very nice painkillers right now. So it was kind of expected that she wasn't going to be able to make it tonight, but, you know, I wanted her to be here if she could. But she's currently in a slumberland thanks to hydrocodone. you got Jasmine. We got Jasmine tonight. Yes, and I haven't talked to Jasmine since we were live last Friday. What the fuck? We've been going live
for like the last 3 weeks.
Live. It's been awesome. It's been very fun. I'm very happy that we've gotten to go live for everyone to tune in and listen and
call in
and mumble. Yeah, and call in, people, if you want to. You are more than welcome to call in. That number is 323-417-6705. And be sure to press 1 so that we know that you want to come on the air with us and talk with us. And Johnny Duval, 27 and still rocking it, baby. That's right, you did have a birthday this week, didn't you, Johnny?
Oh, did he?
I think I said happy birthday to you on Facebook. I could be wrong.
I didn't get the memo, but... Happy birthday, Johnny.
Well,
there you go.
Well, that's because you're not friends with Johnny on Facebook like I am, even though I keep mispronouncing your last name.
Well, that's not fair. Oh, well. Sad puppy face.
Yes, Bobby, right now would be a great time to call in.
Yep.
Perfect time to call in if you want to call in.
It would be like the beginning of the show, yeah.
Yes.
Just saying.
It would be the best time to call in before we get into all of our topics and completely lose track of everything. Because, yeah. No memo here either. Happy birthday, Johnny. Happy birthday, Johnny. Yeah, it's delayed. I don't know if I did say. Did I say happy birthday to you on Facebook? I don't remember. I'm like losing my mind today. I can't remember if I said happy birthday to you on Facebook or not.
Well, you did now. You did now. So it's all good. We all did.
I know.
So.
I think it's because you got serenaded by the crew over on AMC Press.
AMC Press.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Indeed.
That's totally cool. I need to tune into their show sometime. I've kind of missed a couple of their shows the last couple of weeks. I'm not
just
sure.
Just lazy.
Yeah.
No,
I am not lazy. I just have a lot of shit going on. And, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Life kind of sucks for me at the moment.
Well.
But it's okay. This isn't going to be a Debbie the Downer hour of radio.
No, not with me here.
This is going to be a fun, absolutely incredibly fun and powerful Lips on the Air.
Yes.
That just, you're going to be talking about this until next Friday. I'm just saying. Because that's
saying.
How good it's going to
cool.
be. And I really don't
well,
want to set my expectations too high and it
uh-huh.
end up sucking. So I'm just going to shut
well,
up about that now.
Yep, a little bit.
So, how was your week been? How have you been this week?
Interesting. Started a new job. I don't know if I already told everyone last Friday, but I did get hired somewhere else. So started training on Monday and finished out my first week of training, and I get to do my job officially next Monday. So it should
awesome.
Be fun. Yeah. Make $11 an hour, so that's nice, plus commission. So.
Sorry, I'm typing in the chat room.
I was going to say, no.
Oh, I'm just reading along, and Jennifer Mahalan says I should say a line. Karen, okay, I'm stupid. Never mind, I'm done. Okay, I'm so stupid. It's okay. It's been a long
it's all
day. Because I'm reading what Bobby Butler is saying in the chat room, and then I read something that Jennifer Mahalan says.
Right.
And I'm thinking, is she directing that towards me? And then I realize it's to what Bobby said, and yeah, it's.
Just all kind of got confused there.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Very easily confused today. I don't know what it is.
It's, oh,
about,
today. Just today.
About today. It's Friday. It's supposed to be fun. Like, this is really what I want to do. I want so badly to go and have a drink and just dance and just have a good time.
Can we?
I want to. I really, really
Can
want
we?
To, like, so bad, but I don't have a DD. Like, that's the whole thing.
And I'm not playing DD. No. No DD for me. I refuse.
I mean, I guess I could have, like, one drink or something and then drive, but, like, my car.
Who
okay.
wants to do that?
So I talked about this on Monday. Well, I talked about this on Monday. My car, I found out over the last couple of days. I think Tuesday, actually. I found out in my car, the ball joints are going out on the front driver on the front passenger side of my car, which is causing my car to shake really bad when I'm driving on the highway. And the mechanic who looked at it and told me what was wrong with it. Hey, Lips on the Air, shout out is even better. Oh, awesome. Okay, cool. I'm glad that the shout out was good, Johnny. The mechanic that I went to who checked it out and told me what was wrong with it wants to charge me like $400 to fix it. And
wow.
I looked online, the parts that I need to fix on my car are seriously $50.
$50?
Yes. So where
wow.
this dude's getting $350 more is beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I'm going to try and be a little Mr. Fix-It and with the supervision of my stepdad, try and fix it myself.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, good luck with that. I know you can play Captain Save-A-Ho, but I don't know if you can save yourself, so
we'll
see.
I can play Captain Save-A-Ho, and I'm pretty good when it comes to, when I have somebody, like when it's something mechanical, if I have someone there with me who knows,
right,
who kind of knows what they're doing and
mm-hmm.
is directing me on how to do it, I can do it and pick it up and I can be pretty good at it. But if I'm trying to go at it alone, I'm more electronically
inclined.
Than
uh-huh.
mechanically inclined. So yeah.
Yeah, same here. Way more electronic.
Mm-hmm. The most I can do on my car is literally check the oil,
mm-hmm.
check the power steering fluid, check the fluids basically, and fill
right.
them up. But I can't really anything. And check the air in my tires, read my tire pressure, and air up my tires.
Oh, yeah.
And I can change a tire, a.k.a. why I'm called Captain Save-A-Ho. So, yeah.
Yep. Did you read chat? Like, Jennifer Mulholland says that should be your new name. Instead of Liz, Captain Save-A-Ho.
That is my...
Just saying. Just
yeah. Well, hey, you know what? Captain Save-A-Ho is great. But not only have I been Captain Save-A-Ho, I've also been the hoe that someone saved. Because my friend Caitlin
Aww.
Had to, a couple weeks ago, my friend Caitlin had to come over and let me into my house because I left my house key in the house. I thought I had my keys. I thought I did. I had my car key at least because I was driving my car.
At least.
But I locked myself out of the house, and luckily we gave my friend Caitlin a key. And I called my mom, and my mom was, she was, like, downtown, like, 30, 40 minutes away. And
your
she
mom
had stuff
has
that
never
she was,
gone
when I'm
there. That's the funny
part.
Oh,
I know, right?
Like, whenever, like, every time I come over, she's always there. Or comes home while I'm there. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Or is helping us try and come up with conclusions for you.
Do what?
And it's helping us try and come up with ideas to get you your ID,
get your car tagged,
all that good stuff. But luckily, I was able to get my car tagged. I was able to get my car tagged today without a proper inspection, per se.
Okay.
Paid a little money at the table, got my car inspected, you know,
I
wouldn't have to worry about.
Yeah.
Right, so that I wouldn't have to worry about getting my car fixed right now, like today before Monday, because, you know, Monday's the end of the month, and that's when my tags expire. So my car is legal. I'm not driving it. I'm not putting myself in danger by driving my car.
What is wrong with your car?
So I can't drive it on the highway. I can't really drive it on the highway. If the ball joint completely goes out, I can lose my steering. Like, I can lose all control of my steering.
Fair enough.
So... If I have to drive my car, it's like I'm going up to the station at the end of my street and back. Like, that's
nice.
It. So I'm kind of stuck at home right now. And it sucks because, like, I have shit that I got to do, man. Like, I'm trying to find a job right now. Like, I'm trying to do a lot of things. So it sucks because, it's like, I'm kind of stuck at home if my mom's not here and I have her car. So
you do have her car?
Well, like, I can borrow her car when she's home, but if she's not home, I'm kind of stuck here.
Not if you take her to work. I'm just saying.
And my mom goes to school in the mornings, and she
mm-hmm.
gets out, the time that she gets out varies, and then she's starting a new job next week, so I have no idea how that's going to work over in Kansas. So she's basically going back to her old job. So, that's all messed up. And my stepdad's car.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be. It's the same. Yeah, Bobby, don't be nervous. We're cool as
it's
fuck.
It's just us.
You know?
Yep.
It's just me and Jasmine. We don't bite hard. I mean, we might nibble a little bit, but, you know.
Very, very funny.
That's just what we do. But.
No, seriously, come on. Wait. Jeez. You, mister, we need to, like, if you need to be shuttled around as far as, like, job-wise, or at least looking, I have no problem helping with that, especially on, like, Saturdays. During the week, it's going to have to be a little later, which I know isn't the best time to look for a job, but I don't get out until 4:30. So, but if you're really wanting to, like, hunt, then just hit me up after work, or we can plan for a Saturday, and we can run around town. Just saying.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Thought I'd throw
that
up there.
But then also, but then my stepdad, like my stepdad has a car too, right? And I could drive that one. I could drive that one no problem if I had to. The only thing is that I can't drive it when it's raining because the windshield wipers don't work.
Oh, yeah.
And today, my stepdad went out to start his van, and all the lights in it started flickering, like the dashboard and everything.
Oh,
no. It all started flickering. And when he turned the key off, the van didn't shut off. He had to get out and unhook the battery. And even after unhooking the battery, it still wouldn't turn off. And it eventually died, like, a few minutes later.
Oh, uh-uh.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with that, but...
there you go.
Oh, we did have a caller, but that caller is gone now, so...
Oh, come on! You failed, James. You...
Don't know who that was. Seriously, I just clicked on the studio, I saw it for a second, and when I looked at the number... saw the area code, it was gone.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Well, he's calling again, so pay attention this time.
Well, I don't think
just
the first
saying.
Call was Bobby Butler. I don't think
no.
it was.
He said, "Lol,
says,
I'm just quiet when I'm on." Well, hold on. Maybe. I don't know.
Johnny.
Well.
I'm paying attention to the chat room, too.
Okay.
Well, and that was
hopefully.
Johnny. Is that he's quiet
who,
when he's on air. But I would love
yeah.
for Johnny Dubell to call in one night. I think that would be awesome to have Johnny call in one night.
Hint, hint, Johnny, since Bobby's a little nervous, maybe, you know, you can be the first caller. Maybe he'll follow suit. Just saying, you know.
Yeah.
But, hey.
You be the first caller, and we'll go from there. I mean, all things are possible if you just believe.
pretty much.
I totally stole that from the movie A Cinderella
yeah,
Story.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The Zit commercial. The very end. Random.
Yep.
Anyways.
You're
too cheesy,
apparently
James.
You're cheesy.
You know what? I'm totally okay with that. That works perfect for me. I am a little, I got a few extra pounds on me, so I am a little cheesy, you know.
Oh, no.
I can deal with that. I can deal with that judgment that I'm a little cheesy. I can deal. I'm cheesy. Hold on, I saw this thing on Facebook today. It's a cheese, okay, I saw this thing on Facebook. It's a picture of a cheese shredder. And what makes it funny is that there was, I saw on Ellen a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
She was doing like, what's wrong with these photos, her segment.
Right.
And that would be chunky, not cheesy. Hey, you know
Aww.
What? I call all this fat cheese. Okay, there we go. Uh-huh.
Oh,
so I am
shit.
Cheesy. Aw, served. Thank you. But anyways, she was showing this picture, and it was a loofah. And on the loofah was Martin Luther King's face, and the loofah was called the Martin Luther King.
Wow.
Okay. I saw this thing
okay.
on Facebook, and I ended up sending it in to the Ellen DeGeneres show today. Hopefully it'll get featured sometime soon. But... Oh, Johnny, Bobby Butler is on the line, and we will get to him here in just a second. But I saw this thing on Facebook, and it's a cheese shredder, okay?
Right.
And it's called a Cheesest Christ.
Oh,
and it's
goodness.
Got a picture of Jesus on the grater.
Wow.
And its caption at the bottom is, "Oh, great Lord."
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, moving on now.
I thought it was hilarious. You know, not in the way of being like, you know,
I know.
Blasphemous or anything like that. I thought it was
yeah.
funny though, and so I saved it on my computer, and I put it I sent it to the Ellen DeGeneres show. Hopefully we'll get featured. Maybe Ellen DeGeneres will say my name. I don't know.
Maybe.
Say my name, say my name.
Oh, no.
No
one's around you.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Well, I saw that somewhere else yesterday that I'm not really going to go into because it's kind of adult. So, yeah. But anyways, we have a caller.
Yeah, about time. Thank you.
And I want to believe that it's Bobby Butler.
Butler? Oh.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Awfully quiet now.
Why so quiet, Bobby?
I'm just a little nervous since this is my first time actually calling into a radio show.
Oh, it's all good.
Okay, don't be nervous.
It's fun.
We're two of the coolest people you're ever going to talk to. I don't mean that to be conceited, but we're just really chill.
It's all good.
And you'll be fine. I promise.
It's fun, indeed. Which is why I'm still doing this.
And if it makes you feel any better, I was nervous the first time I ever called into this radio show, and I asked a very sexual question. So
yeah, you did.
You
did.
It's totally cool. You don't have to get nervous around us.
Right. Well, do you have any questions for us, Bobby? By chance? Maybe?
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Oh, when I was a kid, I loved Aladdin. I was talking to my mom about that yesterday. For some reason, like our old Disney movies were brought up, and I was like, I put it on the spot. I asked her, I was like, do you remember what me and Brittany's favorite movies are? That's my sister. And she was like, yours is Aladdin, hers is Lion King, and she was absolutely right. I begged my mom to buy all three of the Aladdins and love them dearly. Still have them downstairs somewhere on VHS. So.
Mine would have to be, I like Aladdin, I like The Lion King, but I think my all-time favorite Disney movie has to be The Jungle Book. When I was a kid, I loved that movie.
I really want to watch The Jungle Book again. We have it on VHS at my house, but our VCR broke a while back.
Aw.
Guess what movie to break?
Well, you guys, you know what? VCRs are, like, really inexpensive right now, so it would be easy to replace.
Yeah, they are. Pretty much.
I don't have a VCR anymore. I need to get one. I have a lot of VHS tapes of stuff that I recorded when I was a kid that I want to watch so bad just so I can go through them and see how big of a dork I was when I was like 10, 15, 10, 11 years old. But what is your favorite Disney movie, Bobby?
I really like Aladdin and The Lion King, but my favorite Disney movie has to go to The Avengers.
Oh, the newest one. That's a new one,
right? That was like,
I
was confused. I was like, I didn't know they did one. That works.
I think Disney did Captain America, Avengers, and Iron Man 3.
Did they? Disney did?
Yeah, let me look it up, and I might be wrong.
I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
I would be surprised.
I don't think Disney did Iron Man. They might have done Avengers.
I know
did they really?
I know they did Iron Man 3.
That's shocking.
Excuse us while we look up this information.
I know, right? We're all, like, typing. Because like I'm legitimately curious now.
Well, is it bad that I have Wikipedia in my favorites on my thing?
Wikipedia, yes. Google, no.
Oh my God! It was Iron Man 3 was done by Walt Disney Pictures.
But was the Avengers, that
The Avengers was produced by Marvel Studios and distributed by Walt Disney.
Wow. That's...
Wow. Huh. Well, Disney did sign that deal with Marvel, Comics. Produce.
Did they?
Yeah, to distribute their films. So, yeah.
Okay.
I kind of forgot about that.
I never knew about
Jennifer,
that.
Paramount, and Jennifer Mulholland, Paramount is actually owned by Disney.
Oh, wait. Oh, I don't know if I knew that or not. Probably not.
I think it is.
I have no idea. So Disney, Paramount, or what?
I was wrong. Paramount is owned by Viacom.
So then Disney did Avengers.
Yeah.
Yes or
they
no?
They distributed Avengers when it came out, yeah.
And for some reason, they still had Paramount's logo for, I think it was either before the opening of the movie or after the
movie. It's all confusing. Who knows?
You know what? I just know it was a movie that came out.
Yep, and it was good.
And was in theaters. And I've yet to see it. I've yet to see Avengers. I've yet to see...
How have you not seen Avengers? You need to come over to my
Any
house,
of the
like,
Iron Man
right... Ones. Like, right fucking now and come watch that movie. Drive your little dump of a truck and freaking come watch it.
I have not seen those... Okay, I haven't seen those movies mostly.
Mostly.
I'm not really into the... I'm not really into a whole lot of action-adventure stuff. I was when I was a kid. Action adventure was cool when I was a kid to me, but like I'm not really big into it anymore the way I used to be. I didn't read comic books. Like I didn't do the comic book thing or anything like that when I was a kid. I didn't get into Pokemon cards and trading Pokemon cards and all that stuff like every other kid in my class did on the playground.
I did pretty well. It's only because my brother.
Yeah, I never did that. Did you do any of that, Bobby? Were you into Pokemon or any of that?
Back in fourth through sixth grade, I did.
Yeah, it's
that was
the
about the
here.
Time that they were doing it at my school, fourth and fifth grade.
Yep. I hated Yu-Gi-Oh! I felt like it was like a ripoff of Pokemon. I'm just like, really? And then they had Digimon. I'm like, wow.
Awkward moment when the Digimon show was made by the same people who made Power Rangers.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Well, Bobby, I was full on expecting a quote from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie.
Oh. Quote time.
When you called in.
Lady. Voice cracked. Ladies and gentlemen, the ooze is back.
Well, there you go.
Oh. I liked it. Thank you. I have seen that movie so many times in my life.
Right?
I could probably... It's bad because, like, I'll watch the movie and I'll catch myself sitting here and right as
saying
it starts and they're in the airplane getting ready to skydive, I can quote almost every single line in that movie, like, verbatim.
Yeah. Like, like Kimberly's, you might want to put that on or those on, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I loved that movie. And it's so awesome. Like I'm not gonna lie. My favorite line is actually when Karen says, "It's time to boogie with the bear," or "Let's boogie with the bear."
That's one of my favorites.
It's one of my favorites. Bobby, what is one of your favorite lines from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie, other than what Ivan Ooze said right there?
The ooze is back.
Oh, the things that I have missed. The Black Plague, the Spanish Inquisition, and the Brady Bunch reunion.
Brady Bunch reunion.
Nice. Nice.
I think I know something that could have made that even more evil. instead of mentioning the Brady Bunch reunion, he should have mentioned the Star Wars holiday special.
Yeah.
The Brady Bunch reunion. That's funny. He sounded upset about that,
too. I love that movie. I love that movie. I have it. I own it on DVD now. Like, I bought it on DVD, like, 6 years ago, and have loved, like, oh, God. It's weird watching it now. It's weird watching it now and, like, watching the show now, the old show, because I know Karen personally. Like, so it's
right.
kind of weird watching
after,
it and being like,
oh,
my God, I totally know you.
Like, after, I swear to you, like, after the convention, like, watching the movie afterwards, I was, like, tripping balls. I was like, oh, my God, I met you. You're freaking awesome. You kind of suck, but you're hot, so it's okay. You know? So, yeah.
I kind of feel like I've betrayed Power Rangers a bit because I think a couple months ago I was clearing off all my shelves. And I put all my Megazords in a box, and somehow it got replaced with those Bionicle toys from 2001 all the way to 2010.
Cool. That's not cool. Sorry. I always wanted, when I was a kid, I always wanted the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the Thunder Megazord. No, not the Thunder Megazord. I always wanted the Ninja Megazord. I always wanted the toys when I was a kid, and I never got them. I remember getting, like, the McDonald's ones when you got, like, a kid's meal. They had, like, the little Power Ranger action figure and, like, the Zord that had a hole where you could put the Ranger in it. It would sit there. I had those, but I never had, like, the ones that you could, like, take apart, put together, and make the Megazord. I always wanted those. But I never had them when
got
I was
one.
A kid.
No.
I'm trying
so
to
I might
find. I'm trying to find that line that Jasmine was thinking about right before Ashley presses the button. That okay? Here we go.
Oh,
so Aisha
desperate
says,
times call for desperate measures.
Yeah.
Kimberly,
what are you doing?
Aisha, taking care of business.
Aisha
pushes the button. The Megazord knees Ivanhoe's in the crotch, causing him to let go of the Megazord and fall back into the comet's path.
Yep.
Waha.
I like that. It took me a long time. It took me until I was at least a teenager to realize what that whole thing, like, what that meant. Because, like, I didn't actually remember seeing the Megazord kick him in the crotch and throw him into Orion's comet.
Right.
But yeah. But Bobby, I want to thank you so much for calling in and for calling in and being a part of the show with us. We really appreciate it. So thank
Very
you so much. Jasmine, do you have anything you want to say to Bobby?
Bobby.
Oh,
there he is.
So thank you so much for calling in. And it looks like we have another caller.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know who this is. I haven't had a chance to screen it.
Well, let's see.
215, you're on the air.
That would be Johnny.
Johnny?
Johnny?
Sup?
Johnny's in the house.
Johnny Dubell? What's up, man?
Hi.
You called in.
Down the party.
Kind of caught us off guard there for a second.
A little bit. Goodness.
How are you doing tonight, Johnny? Are you enjoying the show?
I'm enjoying the show.
Good.
Awesome.
I'm glad. Well, do you have any questions that you want to ask me or Jasmine or anything in particular you want to talk about?
I just felt like calling in.
You just no questions?
Yeah,
that's cool. That's cool.
It works.
We welcome that. If y'all just want to call in and just be like, what's up, and just talk to us for a second, that's totally cool. We are down for that. We appreciate
right.
that.
It's awesome. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my hand's going numb. Mm. Ow.
Your hand is going numb.
My hand is going
well,
numb.
Stop sitting
falling
on
asleep.
It.
Ow, I was leaning on it.
Laying
like,
on it.
Ow. It hurts now. Okay, I'm good.
Mm.
I'm sitting at my desk, and I have my phone to my ear, and my elbow's on the desk, and it's just, yeah, so I fell asleep. But it's all good.
Wow. It happens. Totally happens.
Yep.
Well, Johnny, I've never actually heard your voice before, so thank you very much for calling in.
You're welcome.
I now have a voice to go with the face that I see on Facebook quite a bit. So.
Right. The face and the name.
Mm. And be sure to go, and if Jasmine doesn't add to you, be sure and go and add Jasmine on Facebook, because she wants to be friends with you, and
yes,
she's on my friends
everyone.
List if you can't find her.
So, yep. Awesome.
So definitely add her. But Johnny, thank you so much for calling in. We're gonna go ahead and kind of jump into some of our. We're gonna go ahead
topics.
And jump into some of our topics for the night.
A
you know, because we only have 20 minutes left.
I know. But it's all good.
So we're gonna jump into this, and Jasmine's coming into this blind. Okay, because I did not email any of this to her, because I thought Jeannie was gonna be my co-host tonight.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that I have a rehearsal tomorrow for a musical I'm doing in school. Oh, Bobby, Bobby's got rehearsal tomorrow for a musical that he's doing in school.
Right.
What's the musical, Bobby?
Indeed. And your part. Just curious.
We need Jeopardy music. I think we have it.
I know, right?
We need the Jeopardy music while we're waiting for answers.
From,
while we're waiting
Bobby.
For answers in the chat room.
Right.
Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do Add her.
Confirm.
All right.
Add it.
We're going to go ahead and jump into our topic.
Jennifer.
I saw. The first topic we're going to discuss tonight, I saw it on Billboard, and I will actually send you guys the links in the chat room if you guys want to follow along. This one is Britney Spears' manager on Vegas ticket sales, lip syncing, and her new on Britney's new album. According to this,
totally
we all know Britney Spears is going to be doing a Las Vegas residency show for the next 2 years, starting in December, and she's going to be doing 50 shows a year in 2014 and 2015. And a lot of people have been speculating, is she going to be lip syncing? Is she going to be lip syncing during this show? And a bunch of other questions have been asked. And her manager, Larry Rudolph, who coincidentally is also Miley Cyrus's manager now, was approached by Billboard and answered a few questions to Billboard. The first question that Billboard asked is, let's clear the air about whether Britney will be lip-syncing during her Las Vegas residency show. Can you set the record straight on the subject? Larry Rudolph said she's going to be singing live. She does choreography and vocal coaching every day. The vocal coaching is really just to strengthen her voice and get her to a point where she can go out there every night and do a full show. But he goes on to say, it's hard for the public to fully understand what goes on when you get on stage or when you get on stage and you're dancing full out during a song. No matter what anyone says, there's not a single artist who goes out there and does full choreography and is singing without a vocal track underneath them. It's physically impossible. We're just trying to build up her stamina and get her to a point where she can do as much as humanly possible. The idea is to try to get her pretty close to 100%, There might be some numbers where she's full out dancing with a vocal or with a track underneath her, but there won't be any lip syncing. There won't be any lip syncing across the board on anything. But okay, that still that leads me to ask the question: Britney Spears lip syncs every freaking show that she's ever done. Like everything that I've ever seen her do. It's rare that I've seen performances where she's actually sung the song. Like, you know, maybe earlier on in her career, she did, you know, she did live singing. And I know during the circus tour, she did the Alanis Morissette cover of You Oughta Know, and she covered, like, Duffy's song Mercy and things like that. But when you go to a Britney show, you don't ever actually expect her to sing live. You go to the show to see the performance.
See her perform, yep.
Right. And honestly, like, with the last tour that she did, because I have the Femme Fatale tour, I have that on DVD.
Right.
And I watched it. I was really disappointed in it because, I mean, visually it was a stunning show. The way the show played out with the staging and everything, I thought it was good. But she basically did what she's done the last couple of years where she's just kind of walked through her choreography. Girl didn't break a sweat one time. And she didn't really need to be lip syncing. You know, she just didn't. She
could
have
sung and chose not to.
Right. She could have sung and chose not to. And what I love is that, like, you kind of hear, like, underneath where you can kind of hear, like, her singing off key a little bit, like, certain areas of the song and things like that. But even then, it's still being overpowered by the dub track, the voice dub is being laid
over. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. I think it's going to be a great show if she does do it live. You know, more power to Britney. I would love to go see it. I've never seen her perform live before, in person.
Me either.
So I'd love to go see that. But then they're also posing the question about low ticket sales. It says there have also been reports that ticket sales for the residency show haven't been selling well. So how are ticket sales? And he says, Larry goes on to say, yesterday I got a call from Britney's mom, Lynn. She said, Larry, I read on BreatheHeavy.com that Britney's show is failing. What's going on? She was deeply concerned. I said, Lynn, don't worry about it. We're dealing with it right now. Nothing could be further from the truth. You have these idiot tabloid reporters who are completely irresponsible and love taking pot shots at Britney. One guy did it, and everybody else picked it up. It's based on nothing other than an industry insider who they'll never disclose. But it's damaging to Britney, so we had to go on the offensive and put out correct information. When we went on sale with our pre-sale, we sold out every single VIP package for all 16 shows that first one on sale. We had to create new ones just to fill some of the demand because people were starting to get pissed off that there weren't enough out there. Caesars Entertainment Company told us that the highly successful launch would be selling 10% of the tickets stock that's on sale. I think we either tripled or quadrupled that. They told us it was literally the best on sale they've ever had. Now they've come back asking if it was okay to put the next round of dates on sale sooner than they had originally planned. But here's my question. You're selling VIP packages. Not necessarily are you selling out the actual tickets. So, I mean, your VIP sales could be great. I looked at some of the pricing, and honestly, it is not worth $500 for a VIP ticket to get to go to, like, her meet and greet and all that stuff. I would never pay. If I had the money to just, like, throw around on that stuff, then, yeah, I would.
Yep.
But, you know, if all you're talking about is selling of the VIP packages, you know, that's
whatever.
I'm gonna need a little bit more information on that. But you know, either way, if Britney's selling out her show, that's great. And I like what Jennifer Mullins said. If she wants to dance her ass off, I'm okay with the lip syncing. If she ain't breaking a sweat, she can freaking sing. I totally agree with that. My feelings exactly on the Femme Fatale tour. I liked the show. Don't get me wrong. I liked the show. I really liked that DVD. I've watched it a couple times since then because I enjoyed it. But I just, it's not the same Britney she used to be. And I like it now because, like, I've seen recent interviews with her Well, I've seen more recent interviews with her lately where she's really showing a lot more personality. She's not so, I'm answering the questions like a robot because they told me how to answer the questions during the pre-interview.
And I really don't want to be doing this anyways.
Right.
I think a lot of it at this point.
Oh, I agree. But I really think a lot of that was, like, I think her whole crazy episode and everything that she went through, you know, the shaving of her head and everything like that, I really think she was going through, like, severe postpartum depression. I've heard a lot of women have gone through it after having a baby. And, it does change them. It does make them do things normally wouldn't. And I think that she...
I think what happened finally was that
she snapped. They put her on medications that she needed to be on. And I think it really... But I think it mellowed her out too much to the point of where she really didn't show any emotion. So I'm glad that now... She's actually, like, when she's putting herself out there, she's actually making an effort in interviews to be the Britney that we all saw 10 years ago and to be the animated, you know, funny person that she used to be. So I'm happy about that. So hopefully it is a sign that when she gets back out for her Vegas residency show that it'll be better, you know, that she'll be actually doing a whole lot of
it'll be worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be worth it. And it's funny because also in the article, they were talking about if the residency show was going to be more financially beneficial to Britney. And her manager said, actually, it's not. You know, the best thing to do would be to get out on the road and do a tour. But the reason Britney wanted to do the residency show was for her fans, so that she was in one place and her fans could all... you know, could at one point or another migrate and come to see her. So she's steady in one place, and she's making it easier for her fans. So, you know, that's cool that she's actually thinking about her fans again. But we're going to go ahead and move on. We've talked about Britney for 5 minutes.
Yep.
I think we're done. next, we're going on to Lindsay Lohan.
Ew.
Might possibly be single again. It's Huffington Post is reporting that Lindsay Lohan and Matt Nordgren, I suck at pronouncing names.
But it's all right.
It says Us Weekly, the magazine claims sources have confirmed the breakup, citing work schedules and long distance as the reason. However, the two supposedly remain friends. He really likes and respects her. He thinks she's back on top emotionally and physically. An insider said, but here's the thing. Neither Lindsay or the former University of Texas football star, who made his reality TV debut on Bravo's Most Eligible Dallas. According to this, they met 7 years ago, and just last week, People Magazine reported they were dating. So I don't really know how accurate this is. He's said in the statement, we've hung out, but I have been a friend trying to support her for many years now. She's completely sober. She's been completely sober for months now. She's in a great place. She's thinking clear and working hard and meeting with all the right people. This is breakup or no breakup. The 27-year-old starlet seems to be in good spirits. Lohan was spotted hanging out with Madonna at the Queen of Pop's Secret Project Revolution film launch in New York City this past Wednesday. So I can't really say that I don't really know if they were in a relationship or not. I mean, maybe this is just tabloid fodder and they're trying to make it something that it's not. I will say I saw Lindsay Lohan in a skit on Jimmy Fallon last night. The Jimmy Fallon, his show that he does on his show. Lindsay Lohan was on there, which is funny because it's the first time I think he's ever had a girl play a girl in that skit. Okay, Jimmy Fallon has this skit on his show where he dresses up like a 13-year-old girl named Sarah.
Right.
And he dresses in drag. And he's had Channing Tatum was on there. Michael Strahan was on there.
Nice.
Dressed in drag with him. And so this is the first time I've ever seen the skit where he had a girl, Lindsay Lohan, actually play a girl character in that skit. So I thought it was really funny. Turned into Kristen Stewart when she didn't show emotion. I think we're still talking about Britney Spears on that body, and I actually agree with that. Because Kristen Stewart is a flat bitch. I mean, fuck.
She's got no life. She's gotten better over the past years. Especially with movies like The Runaways. It's just, I don't know. I think she's just one of those people
that... I don't think she's all that good an actress, honestly.
I don't mind watching her. I'm not saying she deserves an Oscar, but, I mean, I'll go see her.
Well, speaking of Oscar winners, speaking of Oscar and the Oscar winner, Jennifer Lawrence is set to star in East of Eden, a remake of the movie East of Eden. It says... Here, reported by the Huffington Post, Jennifer Lawrence is nothing but loyal, according to Deadline.com. Lawrence will reunite with Hunger Games director Gary Ross for a new adaptation of East of Eden, John Steinbeck's great American novel that was turned into a film by Elia Kazan in 1955. Ross would take things one step further, splitting Steinbeck's book into two features. So, basically... Jennifer Lawrence is going to continue in her novelist role, basically.
Right.
Going into the remake of the film East of Eden, which I've never seen the original. I've never even heard of if it was a book, I've never even heard of it.
It sounds familiar, but I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm. But Jennifer Lawrence is going to be in it, and it's going to be great, you know, regardless.
Oh, yeah. Anything with Jennifer Lawrence, I'm...
Yeah.
I'll see Jennifer Lawrence over Kristen Stewart.
Yes. Well,
sorry,
according to the post, Lawrence is attached to play Kathy Ames, the wife of the story's main protagonist. She's going to be a lead role in the film. I am excited to see it because of Jennifer Lawrence.
Right.
I love Jennifer Lawrence. I cannot wait for Hunger Games Catching Fire. The second one. I have been so ready to see that since I freaking read Catching Fire and finished it in 2 days.
I didn't know you were such a fan. OMG.
Well,
I mean, I love it too. Get me wrong, but I know you're such a fan.
Okay, I'm not like a fan. Like, I'm not like, I'm going to go in dressed as PETA to the premiere.
And I'm not going to go as Katniss, so yeah.
Right, but I've read the books, I've read the first two books. I'm waiting to read Mockingjay.
Why?
I have the movie on DVD. I'm waiting to read it because I don't want to read it right now and then have to wait another year for the freaking movie. And I'm mad because they're breaking up the last movie, the last book in the two films.
Mm-hmm.
Like every other freaking book franchise has ever done. They're breaking it up into two films. And they're releasing those two films a year apart.
Yeah, they have to. I mean,
it makes no sense when they're filming the movies back, when they're filming it, because they're going
to
film.
Back to back.
They're going to do Mockingjay the way that they did Breaking Dawn and the way that they did Harry Potter, the last one, where they're going to film
all together
the two movies back to back.
Them.
And then really, why put so much time in between the two of them? Harry Potter put 6 months.
To make you, no, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Yes,
that
they did. It was not a full year. I know for a fact because I went to the premiere of both of them. It was not a year.
Pretty sure I did too, but I don't remember.
Yeah,
it
was not a year.
I just remember
it
watching.
It was not a year.
Hold on.
Well, we're not going to argue about it, but it wasn't a year. But I just don't get why they have to put a year in between these two stories, in one book, when... The book doesn't take place, you know, a year here, and then a year from now it continues. It takes place all at one time, you know, in one setting. Why?
I don't know. Release date, just so you know, release date of the first one was November of 2010. Yes, I'm looking it up. November 19th of 2010. I'm about to look
November
up Deathly Hallows.
2012.
Do what?
I think that was 2012.
That
Hunger Games.
No, I'm talking Harry Potter, dork.
Oh, whatever.
Yes.
But continue.
Don't sass me.
I'm a sass you. I want to sass you. And drumroll, please. Oh, it really was. Well, it was over 6 months. It was July 15th. So it was like 9 months. Yeah.
It's not a year, though. So, boom. There we go. Thank you. My point was made.
Suck it.
It's all about the money and building hype. I agree. It is all about the money and building hype. But it pisses me off because, like, why are you going to make me wait a year to see the conclusion of a film? Like, why? Why? I don't get it. Why?
Because they can. Because they know you'll go and freaking see it anyways.
Well, they're stupid, and they shouldn't, my opinion.
Well, they are, so, yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap up the show, because we've only got 5 minutes left, and we have so many more topics, but we're going to keep this just a little bit more, we're going to keep it a little bit more historical, I guess. So, I guess last year, Kelly Clarkson bought in an auction, a ring that was originally owned by Jane Austen. And it says here that the ring, hold on, let me find it. It says, when Jane Austen died in 1817, she had left this ring to her sister Cassandra, and it's been in the family until there was an auction last year, and Kelly Clarkson had bought this ring in an auction. And the hubbub about it was that Kelly bought this ring and she wanted to use it as her engagement ring, Lips on the Air Part 2, coming September 2014.
Nice.
I like it, Johnny. I like it. Yes, Part 2 of this show will happen next year.
Right.
Anyways, she bought this ring, and she wanted to use it when she got engaged to Brandon Blackstock, her fiancé. She actually wanted to use the ring as her engagement ring. Well, British government put a temporary halt on any exporting of the jewelry.
That's not fair.
Because it says the British government has the power to temporarily halt the export of works judged to be national treasures. Well, the ring is technically a national treasure because it was owned by Jane Austen. And basically, there was a hold put on it that Kelly would not be allowed to take it out of the country unless they couldn't raise the money to buy it back from her. So this is Jane Austen House Museum in Southern England said it had raised 157,740 yen, equivalent to $252,000 USDA, enough to keep the ring in Britain. The funds were raised in just over a month and included $100,000 yen donation, or euro, Pound. Fuck. I don't know currencies.
Really? No, you don't.
I don't know currencies. I don't. I suck at that. Needless to say, Kelly Clarkson got her money back for a ring that she bought in London that they wouldn't let her fucking have. So.
So are they not going to let her have it at all?
No, they're not going to let her have it at all. The Jane Austen Museum raised enough money to buy it back from her so it could stay in England and be in. Consider it still remain a national treasure. But that's not the only thing Kelly bought during this auction. Clarkson, who is an Austen fan, also owns the first edition of the author's novel, Persuasion, and has agreed to sell the ring back to the museum. So, yeah.
Well,
so Kelly's doing right, you know, for Britain, when Britain's done nothing for her except, you know, give her millions of dollars and record sales and
all that good stuff.
But anyways, question, who would join me as a co-host if I started a radio show on Blog Talk? You know what, Bobby? We would all call in and co-host it with you, just saying. We would all help
just
you out
saying.
With that one. But we only got like a minute and a half left, and anyway, tomorrow is Saturday. It is the Jake Pentland Show. They're going to be talking about an array of topics. A kid getting expelled for bringing an airsoft gun into the yard of his school, I believe. Also, a two-year-old that underwent gastric bypass surgery. Tomorrow on Jake Pentland, they'll be talking about that. 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Be sure you're listening to Uncensored Radio every Monday through Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific for Guilty Pleasures. I'm saying a lot, and I don't like that.
It's all good.
No Rules Just Likes every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and What's on the Air every Friday night right here on Uncensored Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. You know all of our times. I don't know why I keep feeling the need to repeat myself all the time. But anyways, Jasmine, thank you so much for being Captain Savaho tonight and for calling in and saving me at the last minute. Thank you to Johnny for calling in and to Bobby for calling in. You guys were much fun, and we really appreciate having you guys here tonight. This is Lip skipping off. Mwah! Good night, everybody.
Bye.
You should have felt like a guest on for sure.